Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. The year was 1953. Hollywood movie studios were actively fighting a new war against a seemingly insurmountable force. Television. Warner Brothers' belief in 3D movies had died ungently, and desperate to convince the public they needed cinema to have the best experience possible, 20th Century Fox introduced their widescreen process, CinemaScope, which proved a smash hit, and it was up to their competitors to follow suit. Paramount led the charge and 1 year later debuted White Christmas, filmed in their process, VistaVision, and directed by Hollywood mainstay Michael Curtiz. It, too, was a massive success, and immediately thereafter, Curtiz was signed to do another picture in the format, We're No Angels. The film, a charming Christmas gem, reunites Curtiz with his Casablanca star Humphrey Bogart, alongside rising stars Aldo Rey and Peter Ustinov, playing escaped convicts from Devil's Island on Christmas Eve, 1895. Seeking to board a ship in the harbor town of Cayenne, they decide to rob a shopkeeper, only to find him, his wife, and daughter in dire straits, effectively chained and manacled to a usurious cousin. Hearts will be changed, and a Merry Christmas might come to those who deserve it. As the convicts, Bogart, in one of his final roles, Ray and Ustinov work together marvelously, with Bogey getting a rare chance to stretch his comedic muscles, both in dialogue and physicality, and his cohorts give the cinema world a marvelous introduction to their talents, with Ray serving as the handsome, somewhat naughty foil, and Ustinov the quiet, well-read brains of the operation. The shopkeeper is played by venerable character actor Leo G. Carroll, who is charmingly timid and meek, while future actress of Dark Shadows, Joan Bennett, plays his wife, who gives a charming and, at times, philosophically pensive performance. His daughter is played by Gloria Talbot, a minor star in the Hollywood canon, but charming and beautiful, and if you have to be remembered for one role, you could do no better than this. The nasty cousin is played to perfection by Basil Rathbone, getting to play a villain for the first time in 9 years after a 14-film run as Sherlock Holmes. Full of irredeemable qualities and obsessed by revenue to a fault, his performance would make Ebenezer Scrooge wince. This paved the way for his casting in The Court Jester, released 1 year later. In the catalog of VistaVision Productions, Angels isn't often remembered, either for its stage play-like feeling, the season in which it takes place, or its inherent kindness. Still, it is deserving of a place in film history. Tonally, it's a funny and heartfelt film, truly gifted with the spirit of the season, while advancing VistaVision toward greater efforts like Funny Face, To Catch a Thief, The Searchers, and recently, One Battle After Another. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy We're No Angels. We're No Angels can be found on DVD and Blu-ray from Paramount Pictures.